afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. I'm going to talk today about a new space mission, a very interesting one. Many of you will have heard of the Pink Floyd album Dark Side of the Moon, but in fact we know very little about it. And this new space mission, which is being launched by the Chinese, is all about trying to find out what's there on the dark side of the moon. But here to tell us something about the technicalities of this very interesting and complex mission is François Malan. Good afternoon, François.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
And now François is a satellite engineer at Space Advisory Company here in Somerset West, and we are part of this major project which consists of a lot of different parts.
It's part of the Chinese Lunar Exploration Program, and this specific one, Chang'e 4, is going to send a lander onto the far side of the moon, also called the dark side of the moon by some, and it's also going to do all sorts of interesting science.
And this also involves communications satellites, because it's on the far side of the moon, you know, we can't communicate with anything, so we can't get images, we can't get anything from them. So there's going to be a couple of, is it one or two relay satellites which are going to take the messages from the lander on the moon and then relay them back to Earth, something like that.
Yes, correct. Because the lander is going to be on the other side of the moon that always faces away from Earth, we'll never be able to see directly and talk to it directly, so we need a relay satellite. So there will be one relay satellite and also two small orbiting satellites.
And they're going to collect data, and what's this data going to tell them? Have we any idea?
Well, it's like a radio telescope they have on the satellite. So it's going to listen to radio signals from the universe in very low frequencies that we cannot hear from the surface of the Earth. So this is really new science.
So this space mission is not only going to be about what's there on the far side of the moon, but also what's there in the whole of the rest of the universe.
Correct. The lander is going to drive around and look at rocks and analyze the surface, but this relay satellite is going to look out into space and listen for radio signals.
It's quite extraordinary. When are these due to be launched?
Sometime this year. The planning is currently that the relay satellite will go up sometime in the mid of the year and the lander by the end of the year, but these things can always change.
Now, as usual, these very large, complex missions are not run just by one company. So I said the Chang'e missions are Chinese, run by the Chinese Space Administration, as well as private investors. But there's various other countries involved. Obviously, we, the South Africans, and who else is involved in this project?
Well, there are great collaborations on this one. It's quite a new thing for the Chinese to collaborate in this way. The Dutch actually got into this project at a very high level, and the Dutch then came to us to help them provide certain key components for this mission.
Can we tell people yet? What are we providing for the mission?
Oh, yes. We're basically providing the brain, the processor, and also the memory storage on this Netherlands-China low-frequency explorer science payload.
So are we designing it as well as building it?
Yes, we designed and built and delivered it already. So this part is already, it's gone to the Netherlands, it's gone to China, it's already on board the satellite as far as I know.
And waiting to be launched to the dark side of the moon.
Exactly.
This is a really fantastic mission, and I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of amazing discoveries coming from the far side of the moon, because it always strikes me that we think we know what's out there in our backyard, in our solar system, but actually there's a lot we don't know.
Yes, that's the thing why we build these expensive instruments. We can't tell people beforehand what will be found. The whole idea is to build instruments that will allow us to discover new things.
Because I presume that because the moon is always facing the Earth, that the side that we see is quite sort of arid and dry and it's grey looking, but what might there be on the far side of the moon?
Well, there have been orbiters that went around the moon in the past, so we have photographs from space, but no lander ever has yet actually landed on the surface to explore it.
Of the far side of the moon.
Yes.
Well, I'm really looking forward to finding out what's there. Thank you very much, François Malan from Space Advisory Company, for telling us about this really exciting mission, and we look forward to what there is to know. Thanks very much, François.
You're welcome.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies, or not so clear skies, if we'd like a drop of rain.